And I'm now joined in the studio by Franklin Lake. Hello, guys.
Hey.
How you all doing?
Loving life right now, Nicky.
Good, good.
Love this.
There's only three of you.
There are.
What's
there
happened?
Is. The other boys got caught up on, like, that. Is it M25 when they got caught up in traffic?
It was
like,
very bad traffic.
I think there's, like, a bad
down.
Accident that's happened.
We were stuck in it as well.
So they're not here, though. Carl and Ed. That's when we go, ah.
Ah. Well, do you guys want to introduce yourselves and tell us a bit about you?
Yeah, well, we're Franklin Lake. We've been a band now for about 10 months. Today is the day we release our debut EP, Supersonic.
Turn up.
You can get that on a lot of online sites, the main one being iTunes. The video for Supersonic as well is on YouTube, so make sure you all go and check that out.
Cool. And you've only been together 10 months, so that's quite
It's all taken off really quickly. We've just been in the studio working really, really hard and just creating new music, something that's really different, I think, like with like an R&B sound, pop, with a bit of an 80s twist as well. Yeah.
Nice. And how did you get together?
Well, I knew Carl before, and then I met Tay. We were involved in a recent project before Franklin Lake, and we just felt like we wanted to take it a step further, and we wanted to, like, bring two new people in. And as soon as that happened, the project
just...
we found you.
We
found Tom and Ed, yes. And then the project just suddenly blew up, and all of a sudden, like, everyone just took a like it, and it's just got so much bigger than we thought, and that's basically the story of it. Yeah. It's just got really mental for us.
And you say you found them, were you already friends, or was it sort of a more of an audition?
No, we held auditions. So it was myself, Jude and Carl in a obviously a first project. Then we held auditions, and then we found Tom and Ed.
And what were you looking for?
We're looking for
a good looking person and a good voice
that can sing.
You must get told that a lot, you guys.
Yes.
How'd you take it?
Well, yes.
I start blushing.
That'll probably make your eyes out. Let's move on. So you've said you've sort of got different genres, is that right?
Yeah.
Music. So what is it that inspires you the most?
Our music, basically, it's very inspiring because, like, all of us have a different background in music. Like, Tay has, like, the background of, like, all the ballads and stuff. Tom has the background with all, like, acoustic stuff and like that. I've got, obviously, an electric background. It's, like, different music tastes, and that's all combined together and joined in with this EP we've released, and it's got different elements of sound within it. So, like, the first track, which is our main single, Supersonic, it's got, like, yes, Tom! It's got, like, a 90s vibe. It's very dancey, it's very poppy and catchy, and then when you move on to, like, something like Two Faced or High Maintenance, it's very Chris Brown, Kid Ink, pop R&B, and then when we move to, like, Fly or Survive, it's very, like, old, like ballad style. It's a very mixed contrast. That's why it's very unique for us as a band. Like, we just, that's that.
And because
we stand
we're
out.
All right as well, when we're writing music, like, we can all put that in one song, like, different elements in it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Do you ever think the backgrounds sort of clash a bit and you end up arguing that you want something and then
do you know
you want
we
different
actually,
genre in there?
We actually haven't. We actually haven't had a band argument. Like, we're just literally, like, we will just come. We actually haven't. Like, we will just.
No,
like,
we don't.
Compromise.
Yeah, we're all pretty easy going.
Yeah,
so
easy going.
The most we'll argue about is what's for dinner. That's it.
And me taking 2 hours to get ready.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. We'll be like, either. TGI's.
Yeah.
No.
What normally wins?
Nando's. Nando's always.
Yeah, always Nando's.
And then cocktails at TGI's after.
Yeah. TGI's has a nice steak, though, just saying.
It does.
True.
The one you had the other day. Jesus.
Yeah.
So you said you write music. What do you write music about? Like, how does that...
I think general life,
yeah. Like, past experiences and stuff like that. Like, Survivor was written, like... It was a contrast between most of the band members. Like, it was written about, like...
Losing someone and then having that someone back. Like,
yeah, having someone back. And then... When you move into Two Face, it's about, like, someone who's just Two Face.
Been Two Face.
I was going to say something then, but
PG.
So yeah, it's a big contrast.
Survivor's a big song for us, though, as a group, because it's just got a lot of meaning behind
it. It's one of the original songs that we had at the beginning when we first formed as a five piece.
Yeah.
And it was also
nice. It's a big meaning with it. Yeah.
That's how you guys were kind of born.
Yeah.
We were conceived to that song.
Is that appropriate? Wait, you say it?
I don't know.
Through Survivor.
Yeah, when me and Ed joined, they played me this song, and I was just like, wow, like, I knew that was going to be a really good song.
Yeah.
and I've loved it ever since. It's amazing.
Because I don't know if you saw, I did tweet your acoustic version of that, and it sounds absolutely brilliant, especially with the rapping in it as well. That's what I like. As you said, it's a mix of slower stuff, but with rapping in it as well. So that was really good. So I like to get to know bands when I have them on, so I'm going to ask just a few questions about yourself.
Pressure.
A bit random. So if you had to give yourselves an individual name that describes your role in the band, sort of like the Spice Girls did, how would you individually describe yourself?
Do you know what?
Should we do it for each other?
Yeah, should we do it for each other?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, cool. I would say... Wait, what was that? I think Tom would be like the mature one. Like, he's just really like mature. Like, yeah, is that a word?
He's the most, he's the most mature.
I was trying to think of the Spice Girl. Who did you have? The Posh Spice, Jerry Spice.
Sexy Spice.
Jerry Spice.
Oh, yes. I'm just going to be quiet right now.
Spice. Not Spice Girl's fan.
Jerry Spice.
Well, when I was growing up, I was listening to
Tay will be the pretty boy.
Yes.
Always in the mirror.
So hashtag Posh Spice. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, the gent.
I am the gent.
Jude's the gent.
What makes you a gent?
Me, everything.
What do you do?
Me, everything. I just walk out with a suit and I talk Italian, gentlemen.
Nice. Do you want to do a bit for us now?
Come on, stay.
Is that Italian?
Bellissime. Muy bellissime. Oh, you want Spanish?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Melissa, beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
No, I'm guessing that was a compliment. Thanks.
It doesn't work. I haven't got the suit on at the moment.
No, he's actually a gent, Nikki, because like even just going to Nando's, he would like get to the table and bring everything over to the table. Because you know Nando's, they don't have a server that will bring you like a knife and fork and like sauces and that. He'll actually go and get the sauces and
for you guys,
and forks for us. Yeah.
Oh, so it's not just women; it's men as well.
Yeah.
That's good. It means good. Okay, next question. What is your favourite pick and mix and why?
Those blue and red sour bottles, the cola bottles, blue and red. Yeah, when I get it, I literally just fill it up with those. I don't have anything else.
You're going to sugar high afterwards?
Yeah. My pick and mix, sweets, when I go to the cinemas, and you know you've got them pick and mix sweets pots, I like getting the bonbons, the pink bonbons.
Bonbons.
Do you remember them?
Yeah.
They're real nice, isn't it?
They're really hard to get hold of these days, actually. If you just want them in a pack, I've been around all the supermarkets the other day. It was really random. Don't know why I'm telling
you. To get bonbons.
I couldn't find them anywhere. I was getting them for someone else. But I had to go to this little off license that no one's heard of to find them. It was really strange. Anyway, you can get me pick and mixes as well.
And the strawberries as well.
Big strawberries.
Loved in life.
I really want some pick a mix now.
I'm making you hungry. Sorry.
I don't really eat sweets.
And Nando's.
Do you not? Are you the healthy type?
No, he likes chocolate.
No, I don't actually eat sweets.
Are you like egg and like fried ups and everything?
I just love cooking.
Is he a good cook? Have you guys had his food?
Carl's had my food. He's had my breakfast. He loved it.
What about that microwave pizza?
He makes a good cup of tea.
I am.
Cup of tea, please.
Yeah.
Are you guys tea men over coffee or?
No, it's always me that makes.
I like Red Bull.
What do I prefer, tea or coffee?
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Coffee.
What about you guys?
I love tea though.
I don't like tea.
Yeah, tea is just Red Bull.
Skinny vanilla latte.
Oh yes. Let's not start talking about coffee. I get excited. Okay, and tell us one thing about yourself that the other members of the band don't know. Give you time to think about this one.
It's a hard one.
Wait, tell us something about yourself.
That I won't know about you.
That you won't know about me. Oh, wow.
Or do you tell each other everything?
We tell each other everything, I think.
It's got to be something.
Like myself, I'm very, I'm very upfront, and like what you get is what you see. Like, that's me. I don't think... I tell everyone everything. Sometimes it's a bad
thing. Yeah.
I'll go on.
What's that?
Did you know... that I was 1 in 10 out of 64 people in the country to be selected for the RCM Sparks course at the Royal College of Music to perform my composition.
Yeah, I knew that.
When I was 12.
Yeah, I knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
There we go.
There's one fact. What about you guys?
You don't want to know about me,
Any deep, dark secrets? Maybe your childhood or, I don't know, something you dream of?
Tay once took 3 minutes to get ready. That's a good one.
It usually takes me 2 hours to get ready. Really?
What is it you do? Talk me through your process.
Right, talking through getting ready, right? I'll wake up, okay, as you do. I'll jump in the shower, and it takes me like half an hour in the shower because I like to exfoliate and like be proper clean. And
we already know this.
You don't put the shower gel or like... Because I use Million and like Dupe and that when I'm showering, and like, I put it on. like you've got to get that scent on you.
Yeah.
So when you come out of the shower, it's still there. Yeah, and when I come out of the shower, I'll like drip dry because I don't like drying myself with a towel. Because like, you know when you go in the sea?
Yeah.
And you come out of the sea and you feel like all crusty and like all dry and...
Salty.
Yeah, salty.
Salt.
So like well, we are in Essex, so salt.
Right, salt. I don't like drying myself with a towel, so I have to drip dry, if not use a hairdryer. So that takes
a hairdryer.
Yeah, to dry your body.
Skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't that dry your
sometimes
skin?
Sleeps
no,
you
no, no,
as
because
well.
Then I'm moisturised. Yeah. I'm moisturised. Yeah. And then after, before I put my clothes on, after I moisturise, I like the cream to sink in. Like, there's no point in putting your clothes on with. Like cream on you, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's sticky and like.
Ooh. Everyone's got to try this now.
Do you know what I mean?
Everyone's just imagining you everyone's at home getting ready.
And then the other half an hour, the main half an hour, probably takes a little bit longer, is obviously spending time in the mirror doing my hair. Yeah, just making the top half look like Tay Tay, really.
Fair enough. And how long does it take you guys to get ready?
Takes me half an hour. It takes me about 15 minutes on average to be washed and my hair dried. And then, because the thing is, I ready my outfit while I'm wearing the next day, the night before, so I don't get up and stress out what I'm wearing.
Yeah, nice and organized.
I sort of do the same as well. I know what I'm wearing.
No,
20, 30 minutes.
Getting new stuff because it's like, I just, if it's not ironed or washed or anything, I'll stress out and I'll just So right now, if you come into my room.
He was offering to pay me a tenner to iron his jeans earlier.
Yeah.
And I said no, so he just went and got another one.
I can see why they call you pretty boy now.
It is, but if you come in my room, like, my room is, like, really, really bad. I weren't like this when I was growing up. My room was clean, but now there's just clothes everywhere. I can't fit everything in the wardrobe.
Yeah, and you need more wardrobes.
I do.
Maybe. Cool, okay, so let's get back onto the music. We're going to play one of your singles now called Supersonic, as you mentioned. Do you want to tell us a bit about the song?
We must have recorded this, what, 4 months ago, I reckon?
Yes.
Yeah, when we heard it, we loved it. Got it down. It's got a proper 80s vibe to
we
it.
We spent a lot on this track. Like, we spent a lot of hard time on this track. Like, we didn't want it to be a normal track. We want it to be like outgoing. Like every single bit of our voices in there is like, it's been hours and hours in the studio. Like even like one line probably takes us about 2 hours just to get
perfecting it.
Yeah, 2 hours on probably one line. And then obviously, once we hear that, we do it again. It's just so much hard work, and we're just so happy about it being released and we're everyone to hear, and we're just so proud of the outcome like that.
And the main thing is, it's out today.
Yes, today.
It's out today.
Get on iTunes. If you like the song, go and buy it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Great introduction. Here it is.
Here we go.
Tapping me on the shoulder. We'll be right back.
Franklin Lake with Supersonic here on Phoenix FM. And the boys are in the studio now. How does it feel to hear that?
Great.
That was wicked.
Amazing.
Wicked.
And you were just saying during the track that there's a club mix. Do you want to tell
everyone? Yeah, we've got a club mix mixed down by Soul Shakers, Mob Culture. Nice. At the moment it's being played all in the holiday resorts at the moment, the club version to this.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you hear it, start shuffling.
Are you guys good at shuffling?
I am.
I can't shuffle, no. I've tried so hard.
Carl's King Shuffle, though.
Carl's King Shuffle.
He's original King Shuffle.
It's just practice.
Can you shuffle?
A little bit. Not very
really
well.
I want to see Nikki shuffle.
Yeah, same.
Well, no one can see it. Maybe I'll show you later. Maybe after.
Okay.
I'll speak
about it.
So that is on your EP, Supersonic. Tell us about your EP.
Well, our EP, like I said, it's got it's a mixture of songs and loads of collaborations of different types of genres within it. It's very unique, it shows out how different we are from other bands and other artists. Like, it shows that what unique artists we are. Like, we've all had a different input and it's got different sounds. Like I said, it's got 90s and then you go into hip-hop R&B and then you go to ballads.
And we've even got a bonus track on the EP as well, High Maintenance. Yeah. For the online version. So if you go on iTunes and Amazon and Google, whatever it is, play. Forgot how to say that in. Just go and check that out, and the bonus tracks on there, High Maintenance. You won't be able to get that anywhere else at the moment.
Yeah, five tracks and they're all completely different.
What are they all called?
Right.
Testing you now.
We've got Supersonic.
Supersonic's at number one.
It is.
We've got Fly,
then Survivor, then Two Face, and then it says High Maintenance. Bracket bonus track bracket.
Nice. And I'm guessing you're going to be playing them at your gig at Thorpe Park, which is coming
definitely
up soon.
Yeah.
Next week.
What's going on for that?
Well, we've got 2 days at Thorpe Park, which is the fifth and the sixth.
Island Beats.
Yeah, and we're doing our EP basically. Yeah. It's going to be so good.
I can't wait.
And who else is going to be playing alongside you guys?
I haven't even checked the lineup on this yet.
I can tell you some headliners are going to be Ella Eyre, Little Mix, Rixton, DJ Fresh and Connor Maynard. They're all pretty big. How does it feel to sort of share a stage with them kind of people?
It's pretty
overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
We've done the Old Trafford in Manchester as well, and that was with Union J, Ella Eyre, Ben Haynow, and the stadium of 70,000 people.
I think it's like a reward for how much hard work we've been putting in just to share the stage with those sort of people.
It's also like giving back to the fans as well, because like without the fans, like, We may put in all this hard work, but at the end of the day, they're the ones like supporting us and songs and all that. So we just want
to
say thank you to all our Frankies.
Thank you,
our Frankies.
Frankies, I love
our Frankies. Love,
yes.
And you mentioned there's big crowds. Are you used to playing to big crowds, or do you still get a bit nervous?
Not at first. Obviously, no. Before I was singing, I was just doing karaoke in local pubs and at home and like family events and everything. So going on the stage in front of thousands and thousands of people, like we've done the Christmas light switch-ons this year. Up and down the country as well, and like in Stratford, Westfield shopping centre, like that's massive. Where everyone goes shopping.
Next day we're up in Liverpool.
And next day we're it's just crazy. Like,
going everywhere, it's just a lot of travelling.
How'd you get about? Have you got like a van or?
We've got the Mummajabil.
Mummajabil.
We call it the Mummajabil. Well, we call it the Mummajabil 0.2 because the Mummajabil 0.1 broke. So we have to get the Mummajabil 0.2.
What a sad day that was. Horrible day.
And who drives it? Do you take it?
No, Mummager drives it.
Our manager.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We call her Mummager because she's like a mum and she's a manager at the same time. So we call her Mummager.
She feels like a mum to us all.
Do you miss your families while you're travelling around?
I do. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Do they come and see you perform quite a lot?
Yeah, they're very supportive. They're 100% behind us.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time when we do go away, they're actually with us.
Even on social media, they were sharing and telling their friends that.
And tweeting and fangirling over us.
That's cool. So obviously they're big supporters of you now. Was they always supporters of you growing up? Is it because of them that you got into music?
100%. They've always stood by us.
Yeah, like my family member, my brother, is the reason I got into music in the first place. So he's like a massive supporter of mine, and he's supporting me on everything that we're doing as a band. So he's in a band himself called Hacktivist. And the reason I started singing was because of him. He went to the studio one day, I went with him, and then from then on it's just
So what about you guys, has your family had an influence on why you got into music?
I was just brought up with a theatrical background, so like my mum used to be, I was vocally trained for a while, and then I went into theatre, so like, I went with Logan West Company, and I was like in some of the Grease plays, but that was around local area, and then obviously Royal College of Music. So yeah.
Nice.
I got a runny nose, sorry.
Don't stop over the mic. Nice.
Yeah,
what about you?
Yeah, like my family's like a musical background as well. So growing up, my brothers and sisters play as well, like piano, guitar. My mum's a singer back in the day, and yeah, just self-taught myself really, and loving life.
Do you, any of you play instruments?
Yeah,
you play guitar.
I play the guitar, the piano, the bass.
Well, at the same time. That'd be impressive, wouldn't it?
The drums and a little bit of the harmonica.
Okay. So do you guys... have you chosen not to perform with instruments?
We just want to bring, like, a new vibe, I guess. Like, we're all about, like...
We dance as well.
Yeah, the tight dancing.
Cool. I just can't shuffle.
What's your dance move? What can you do?
What's my dance move?
Your dance move. Should we do the routine?
Well, we can't do a routine.
I'll film it and put it on our Twitter.
It's just, like... It's just more of, like, the... Like, the boy band ones. Like, the jazz fingers and the... Oh yeah. You gotta come down and watch us and then you see what I mean. Yeah, loving life.
So where else can people see you if they wanna come watch?
You can obviously follow our journey on all social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just type in Franklin Lake _ on Twitter, Franklin Lake 1 on Facebook, or even just Google Franklin Lake and we'll come up and just follow our journey and loving life.
And where did the name come from, Franklin Lake?
We were just looking at like different places all around the world and like on a map, and we went to like New Jersey and then there was this place called Franklin Lake and we just thought, do you know about the lake?
Cool.
Yeah, on Monday we've got a signing of our CD at Banquet Records in Surrey.
Which is pretty
That's
sick.
At 6 p.m. Yeah. So we're going to be doing a little performance of all our songs from the EP, and then we're going to be selling the CDs and signing them.
15th of August we got the Simran Pride in Wales, which is going
to
be mental. Yeah, back to Wales.
Back to Wales.
Yeah, last time I was in Wales, my shirt got ripped off by a fan, so I hope I hope it stays on this time.
Yeah.
Tay's shirt got stolen from off stage as well, so we're hoping to keep our stuff.
So you have some crazy Frankie.
Fans are amazing.
Welsh fans are mental.
Welsh fans are amazing. Obviously it'll be great to see anyone down from like to come down on the signing as much as you dare, because it is our official first EP and we are doing a CD signing and performances of our EP. So I'm going to try being one of them like proper good radio hosts now. Yeah.
Right,
now to commentators, you ready? So you can now catch Franklin Lake live at Banquet Records in Surrey. The postcode is... I can't do it, actually.
He's been practising so
much. Yeah, I've been
trying
to do this. 52 Eden Street, Kingston-upon-Thames, Surrey. Postcode is KT11EE. So, yeah, come down. Just type in Banquet Records anyway. I tried. Come on. Like, I really tried.
You got the singing career, pal. Everyone's got radio.
I know.
So you were talking about your journey then. That's a really typical phase for the X Factor. And am I right in saying that Ed was on the X Factor last year?
He auditioned. I think all of us have gone through auditions to loads of TV shows and just TV shows and other auditions just locally as well, just to try bringing ourselves out there. I think what I'm proud of right now is that each of us... didn't continue on any reality show or any TV show, and we've done this in a small amount of time within 10 months and in a nice way. We're on the same circuit, if not further than anyone that comes off of the show in a nice way. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how to say it.
It's not all about TV and that. Like,
no, it's not about TV. Like, I think it's more about the work that you put in and the commitment that you do, because you can be a great singer, you can have a great track, but I think it's just the work and time that you put in more to do that. And every single one of us in the group is really committed, and we're following our dreams. Do you know what I mean? Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined.
Ah, nice. Yeah. So what is next for Franklin Lake? Well, what have you got planned?
Well, obviously, we've got the Banquet Records on Monday, which is going to be mental.
We've got Wednesday and Thursday, 5th and 6th of August. Fort we are Park. Performing at Fort Park, Island Beats. Then we go...
We've got the... is it 15th?
Yeah, 15th.
Yeah, 15th, we've got the Cymru Pride in Wales, which is going to be great again.
We're at the O2, aren't we, twice?
O2 yeah, is yeah. Yeah. as well on the 23rd.
And then we've got Soccer 6 Mile End. Yep.
You so guys are busy.
We are busy, you know.
Busy people.
It doesn't hurt to give us a cup of tea. It doesn't hurt.
I'll give you one in a minute if you want.
Cheers. Cheers.
No, it's just been really great, and obviously I'm just touring up and down the country, doing some meet and greets with fans, and yeah, just I think giving back as well now. I think even though we've done so much with the music and everything, and spending time in the studio, I think it's going out there now, and the fans that haven't seen us, that's just watched us grow on social media, I think it's going to see them now, and yeah, loving life.
Hashtag loving life. Yeah. So is there anything else you want to say to your fans out there or anyone listening? Or
we love them all so much.
We do.
It sounds cheesy. We love them all so much. Yeah, but we honestly, we just can't thank them enough for what they've done for us, and we just hope we can give the best we can back to them, and we know we can give the best back to them. At the end of the day, we're making a statement as artists and as band members and towards the music industry that we're coming for you.
Yeah,
thank you to anyone.
Do you know what I think, like, with us, as well, just putting in, Nikki, like, because there's five of us, like, you would think, like, a lot of us will have, like, egos or anything like that as one of the boys or whatever. None of us have got the egos as well. Like, we're not in this for the money or the fame. We're just doing this because we love music, and it's just getting our faces out there even more and going to different countries, towns, travelling the world with the band, really. And it's nice because when we go up on stage and perform in, like, a different city that some people haven't even heard of us, you see other people like just getting the feel straight away. Do you know what I mean?
Just so hearing the screams backstage is just
It's like we don't even target one target audience. Like, it's not just the young fans; it's like an older generation as well, which is really touching, really great.
Yeah, we also want to say a massive thank you to every single person that's bought the EP today.
Oh yeah,
and if you haven't, go check it out.
And we also want to say a big thank you to the people who've worked us behind, like our manager, producer, PR, and all that lot.
They don't stop.
Literally, they don't stop working and everything. It's just brilliant for them, and it's just an honour for us to share this dream with them as well. Yeah. So thank you.
Wicked. Well, thank you guys for coming in. It's been a really nice interview.
Thank you for having us.
That's okay. It's going to go up online on phoenixfm.com, so guys, do check this out. Sadly, I'm going to have to say bye to you now.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.